This is the cost of political rivalry in Iraq. Dozens of people came to pay their respects to the family of Wissam Rati. For nearly a decade, the 38-year-old had been part of Saraya Salam, the armed wing of Shiite politician Muqtada al-Sadr's movement. After Sadr announced yet again on Monday that he's retiring from politics, his forces fought with Shiite rivals supporting the Iran-backed coordination framework and Iraqi security for hours in the capital. Wissam's eldest son, Ali, is 15 years old. He is one of four, and Wissam's wife is pregnant with their fifth child. Wissam's brother, Abbas, says his brother was killed by a sniper who shot him through an eye.
We believe in the orders of Muqtada al-Sadr to reform the state. He's the only man who can save the state, but it's a pity. The coordination framework have gone too far. We offered them our 73 seats in parliament and told them to form the government, but they failed.
Many here say events of this past week is a reminder of how much they need Sadr to remain in politics.
Wissam was a member of Saraya Salam, the armed wing of Sadr's movement. His older brother says his death only reinforces their belief and dedication to Muqtada al-Sadr, who they believe isn't done with politics just yet.
On the other side of town, those from the other side of this conflict laid their victims to rest. Those being carried here were members of the Popular Mobilization Forces, Shiite armed groups that are now part of the government's military. The prime minister addressed the nation following the end of the violence on Tuesday evening with a warning.
And I warn that if they want to continue to create disputes and complications and not to listen to the source of reason, then I will make a moral decision and proceed to leave my post in accordance to the Iraqi constitution at an appropriate time.
This political upheaval is not new here, but scenes like this are in the heavily fortified Green Zone area. And as quickly as they began, they ended when Sadr told his followers to stop the bloodshed and leave. That highlights the immense power he still has, despite claims of retirement. And many are wondering how he will use it next. Dorsa Jabari, Al Jazeera, Baghdad.